Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Hot outside, but in the studio, even hotter. And people will know right away why. Today we have live music and pre-recorded music also. So very, very hard rock in a way and little bit singer-songwriter style of music too. And we have somebody really, really... I call you a friend, Reinhold. Of course.
Of course.
Absolutely. We are
absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many times you were my guest, but I always love you when you come back.
It's always a pleasure to be
with
here.
Your lady saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Does she have a name? Do you want me to name her? Goldilocks or something? I don't know. So soundly and so beautiful. And I don't know, but I love sound of saxophone. This is something that for me is like throwback to 60s and 40s and big bands. And I'm like missing this sound so much. So knowing that you are collaborating with our wonderful guest from Austria, Peter, and we'll be introducing everybody soon. Hi, Peter.
From Hi, Ilona.
Close to the microphone.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, we need to talk close to the microphone.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Yes. So you are also from Austria. Reinhold is from Austria, too.
Yes.
And he was here many, many times, and he will be here many, many times more, for sure, with his friends. So they're friends. And she, beautiful lady on my right. That's the right, yes. We met face-to-face today for the first time, but we had the pleasure to talk on the phone. And I don't know, it feels like I know you for so, so long.
That's right.
You feel like home.
The same here.
Which means home is Poland to us. We all are Europeans loving America. We are living here and nothing that we can say bad about this wonderful country, but also we are homesick and from time to time it's like
it happens
and it's like, ooh, I'm in my country. So even speaking Polish to me is like something very, very special. I do not have so many Polish people, practically only when they are coming here for the show. So before show, after show, we are speaking funky accented language with a lot of szyszczy and stuff like that. But so, Monika, hi.
Hi, this is Monika.
My new friend. And I think people will be very, very excited to find out that this woman, who is a pretty powerful lady in entertainment business, and she will say, oh, no, yes, she is, because she represents company that I had no idea, first, that she was Polish, and second, that this company practically can run, ruin, win the biggest shows or just make them the most gorgeous events ever. And if you can show us name of your company you have on your back, that's a cool beautiful commercial for your so called
Smoke and Mirrors.
Everybody, sound, video, lighting. So this is your company. I want to call this is your company, but obviously together with your husband. Yes,
that's right. Yes, he started a company over 20 years ago in college in Tucson, Arizona. So that's when it happened in more than 20 years ago. Should I give a little?
Yes, we want to know about your company. Again, your full name. Maybe let's start.
Sure. My name is Monika Lyons, and my husband is Sean Lyons, and he started a company.
Hi, Sean.
When he was, I'm sure he's listening.
Yay!
What is with the kids. He started a company while in college. He is a mathematical genius. He studied computer science, got hired as a bartender in one of the bars in Tucson, where it just happened they had a lot of live entertainment. So he learned how to mix sound and do lighting design just to fill in for guys who couldn't show up to work.
Very cool.
That's a life
story.
It's amazing. Life works miracles away for some people, because obviously he probably never thought that that's what will be his business forever. That wasn't his dream probably, or he was a mathematician, he was a genius when it comes to computers probably too, and then he was a bartender.
But it was just really easy for him to learn how to program all the consoles. So there's very few people, I actually don't know anybody else who knows how to program lighting console and sound console and do video. So I'm looking to meet somebody else like him.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you need to have amazing sensibilities when it comes to sound. You cannot teach people that. You have it or you don't.
And it's a combination about the sensibility of your ears with the technical knowledge.
So when we are talking about this wonderful company, one more time, name of the company?
We're called Smoke and Mirrors.
I love the name. It's cool.
Very, very cool. So the smoke probably is also part of the lot of events. Yes, you have also unusual things.
Yes, there is a lot of smoke when we have produce events. We use a lot of foggers and visuals. So there is a lot of smoke.
So obviously, companies like that you cannot find too often, because they supply all the goods, again, lighting and sound equipment. Then they have engineers. They have thousands of probably pieces of equipment that I saw. Sometimes you need to fly with helicopters, like the big one. Is this true?
We don't use helicopters just yet. I'm looking forward to it.
So you need to have one.
But you have all these trucks, right? So you have
We do have trucks. Yes, we have really happy looking trucks.
So yeah, because how many, when you let's come back to the biggest really name that everybody knows, we are talking Coachella. That's so many years that exclusively your company, your husband company, really deliver sound, lighting and smokes.
Smokes and
mirrors.
Smokes and mirrors.
Yeah. So how many years you are working with Coachella, and how even this contract came to your husband's hands, and now for years after years, this is yearly big event that without you probably will fall apart.
It is the biggest event for us and the most exciting when I actually stop and think about it. So we're always very excited to be a part of it, a big part of it. And it is just beyond amazing, the production and design that goes into it.
How many weeks or days you are earlier to set up everything the right way?
A lot earlier. The talks start at the end of each year, and then you just go into details about productions and what needs to be done, what does it take, and where do we sleep the people, and just every detail of it comes to play sooner or later.
You must have a big staff helping you with everything, right?
To put it there is a staff that comes with it. We have amazing crew, absolutely amazing guys, very creative, very hardworking. These are the two trademarks that you just can't go without in this business. And how did this happen? The company that created Coachella was called or is called Golden Voice. It's a small company that started Coachella 20 years ago. My husband just happened to be mixing bands in one of their venues. And they said, let's create Coachella. Nobody knew what that was 20 years ago.
Wow.
The first 3 years were pretty small, but we were just lucky enough to be in a position to work with them at on year one. And that's... we kept us, so we're really happy and thankful for it.
And that's so important, because for us as performers live on stage, There's nothing more important than to have good sound.
That's right, especially coming from monitors, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. We are still looking for it sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm
still looking.
See what's going on.
Coming.
Yeah, it's right, petrifying how the most important part of live performance is the sound.
Yep.
And like I say, when you don't have good monitors, you don't hear yourself well on the stage. You just kind of fail on your face.
It doesn't sound like your band, like would you imagine? It's just different because that's how you write songs. You have a certain image in your head. Okay, that's the song.
That's how
it's going to be, and that's how it has to sound. It's how the voice has to sound. It needs a delay or it needs something.
Yes, artists need to have these people who love them so much that they want the best for them and they care. So 20 years, year after year, and bigger events and thousands of people enjoying the concerts, and you and your husband and the company supplies the best what America entertainment business has to offer, the biggest stars. And they're happy, because if they wouldn't be happy, they would be not happy with sound. So probably, you know, there would be trouble. So congratulations. That's all what I want to say.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And knowing that you are a wonderful Polish lady and you are right or left hand in this company makes me so proud of you. But you also have the sensibilities of being a musician because you are a flute player.
Yes. I was trained as a flautist.
Nice.
Since I was very little, I was going to music schools, and it definitely changes your life, shapes you in a very soulful way, right?
It does,
It alters you whether you want it or not.
Totally.
And then whether you become a musician or not,
it
just alters you for the better, I would say.
Absolutely. I love the way you say this. I agree with this. I mean, you start playing an instrument, it changes your life. It really does.
Yeah.
Flute is a beautiful instrument. I love it. I have flute myself. I play a little bit of flute, but not too much. But I like the sound of it. It's just this, it's the very pristine, you know, pure sound, and you can do a lot of things with it, a lot of interesting stuff.
That's right. I would say exactly the same thing about saxophones.
Mm-hmm.
One of my very favorite instruments.
Yes.
I just didn't picture myself looking good with saxophone and high heels and dress. I gotta go with the flute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Now, then next question naturally will be, how did you get from Poland to America?
Well, I came here only for 1 year.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
turned out to be a little more, right? So.
Yes, I definitely overstayed, and it's been good. It's been very good and exciting. I came here to do a research for my PhD. That still didn't come to fruition. I don't know if it ever will. It's definitely, I would say, put on a back burner.
What's the PhD?
It was in music still.
Oh, really? And what's your...
In theory. I just didn't see myself working in academics environment.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
I'm more of a rock and roll type of person.
Yes,
after all.
Classically
can
totally feel
but...
it. I know, it's awesome.
You are here many, many years right now, and you are mama for two beautiful babies, yes?
I have two kids. Scarlett is 5 years old, and Harrison is 3. They're two little blondies, very rambunctious kids. I swear I'm going to be gray very soon.
Gray is very, very vogue, so don't worry.
Yes, gray is in, so
it's
in. But they are the biggest fans of Coachella, and every event.
I can imagine. I mean,
we can possibly take them. They just love it. If they hear Coachella, they live for Coachella.
When you're out there, if I may ask, when you guys are out there working on Coachella, are you probably stay at the hotel, or do you have like one of these 45 foot trailers? Is that what you have, like one of these big, beautiful, amazing with the sliders and all that stuff?
This year, for the first time, we had an RV.
Oh yeah, there you go.
But we typically just camp.
You camp?
Yes, there is a big section for technicians behind one of the stages.
Okay.
Where we just sleep. We have set up a small city for technicians with food and bathrooms. That's all they really need.
Right.
And that's where we stay.
Showers,
bathrooms.
And so in tents, right? So you're in a tent. Right?
There are tents. There are RVs. All kinds of forms of stay.
Oh, there must be so much fun for your kids. I can't imagine like this whole Coachella thing.
I would get
like,
heart attack because obviously it's so big. So I will always think, where is my child? Where is this one?
I get lost sometimes.
And they? You have a leash or
they
something?
They have names. they have my phone number written on their arms.
And everybody knows them. I'm sure people
well,
know.
Well, not everybody, because this is a really big, there's crazy. Seven stages. It's not so easy. It wouldn't be easy to find them for sure.
And yeah, and literally hundreds of thousands of people, right?
So 150,000.
150,000 come to Coachella. Yeah,
oh, my
amazing.
Gosh.
Well, actually, we remember, right? It was when Coachella happened this year. Peter and I, we were hanging out in Santa Monica, remember? And it was that Saturday, and it was like at Main Street, and it was so quiet. And we were like, it's so bizarre, it's a Saturday, and there's nobody here.
Traffic.
And then we were like, oh yeah, it's Coachella. You know?
So well, they're not here. So I know that big stars are using your company also. And a few names that we would like to hear. That would be good addition to Coachella. So, what stars you supplied your sound and lighting and created a
Coachella
beautiful stage
great
for them?
And amazing, but it's only once a year.
Yeah.
So we work on a lot of small, really intimate and medium size of events. We do corporate events and commercial events. Our signature events are concerts. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to corporate, it's we work in local hotels, at conferences and fundraisers, marathons, everything that you can think of that would need sound or lighting or visual effects.
So there's like one stop.
Yes, but there is. That's right. But one of my favorite places where we work, we made it our home pretty much. I hope they don't mind me saying that, is the Grammy Museum.
Oh, nice.
And such a small and intimate place. So we worked with, just recently, in recent months, there was Sting and Shaggy.
Oh.
So that was interesting.
Oh. Well, nice. We have Inns right now.
Cool. That's cool.
If we know something great is going on there, maybe we'll be begging you, can you let us go sit in this chair and listen to this
some
great artist.
We have to come up with some good bribes though, actually.
Yeah, so that's a really nice hype, I would say, for amazing people to see and work with in a small environment, not just thousands of people in a huge stadium.
It is
But 100 or 200 people seated and just them having a small interview and maybe sing 2, 3, 4 songs.
It is great.
We all know that, right?
Yeah.
So that's, I would say that's my favorite place to work with, and you get to work with really, really big people there.
Nice.
Yeah. Outside of day-to-day, a very interesting job and how tiring. I know that you have some hobbies that could be also professional to be professional for you.
Oh my gosh.
You like photography, yes?
I do love photography. Unfortunately, hobbies should be probably divided to when you're beautiful and young, then when you have kids, and then past kids and all of that.
Little more time.
So now I'm definitely in a stadium of being a mom to young children, and my photography is definitely narrowed down to documenting our work, our for the company, and take cute pictures of my kids.
Of course.
But prior to that, I did love to work in a studio.
Yeah,
that
I saw your pictures.
And what, what did you do? What is your favorite type of photography that you did?
Definitely
in the studio?
Portraiture. And people of music.
Great, that's good.
Yeah, but when we look at you, you know, you're so smiley, so gentle, so beautiful.
Yes.
Wonderful Polish lady. Mama and wife, and nobody really knows deeply because you are not shy, but not like you.
Yes, I'm shy actually.
That's why you are not. God, thank you with us. So, but yeah, you have so much to say and so much knowledge, and still you keep this gentleness about you. I really love it. You know, I really do.
Well, thank you so much. I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, I know that Palm Spring, that was the last stop before you came to our studio. You called me from your car and and what was there?
There are things happening in Palm Springs. There are amazing events.
There are things happening in Palm Springs.
That's right. There are amazing events being crafted in Palm Springs. And I'm talking about Splash House. It's called the event is held in four different venues. The first three are resorts where people are just attending pool parties, with music pumping from everywhere. And the last stop is the after-hour party, which takes place at the airport in Palm Springs, and to be exact, at the Air Museum. So we got to apply the whole museum, and it was just an amazing, great energy event.
Sounds like fun.
It's amazing and
And
nice.
You said that the people were brought by buses, yes?
On buses, yes.
How many people? They needed to.
I believe it was up to 10,000 people.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's as all of you know, nights in Palm Springs are just amazing. Not too hot, not too cold, but just perfect to, to drink and have fun. So that's what people did on last weekend.
So I haven't been in a long time. So we'll give you. I need to go back and see what the
temperature is. Yes, sure, yes, I'm petrified of the heat.
Yeah,
there.
I believe
seems
the
like
next event is in August.
Okay.
So just perfect time to get out, go to Palm Springs, go to a splash house to attend a pool party, and then go to the airport to have more party.
If you can describe from your memory the coolest event and maybe the most troublesome, but also that needed to have some twist that you didn't expect because somebody said, I want this fountain, or I want the monkey, I want whatever they want. And you were like, what? And you delivered. Is something that was like above and beyond or challenging? Oh, every show is challenging.
They're all, yes, technically, you unexpected things can happen at any given time. And
always.
You just have to solve them as quickly. And that's actually what makes us stand out from other companies, that we do have the amazing crew that knows how to solve the problems really quickly. But my favorite events, obviously, are the ones that where my kids get to dance to Rolling Stones, and they don't really know much of it. But I just
hopefully you have all filmed.
Yes,
for them
excerpts
to
of it. Okay. Definitely.
Well, that's now the fifth generation dancing to the Rolling Stones.
Right,
fourth or the fifth.
or just another warm memory was when Nelly Wilson was playing and my little one was running backstage in diaper. That's definitely something nice. But the trouble ones are also very real. Who was foundation of his or show that he had, exhibit, I believe, Lala in West Hollywood. Really big event, and we're uplighting his art pieces outdoors, and we provide audio and video as well. And believe it or not, it started to pouring rain.
Oh no. With the art stuff outside.
Art stuff, our audio, our video, lighting, it just pouring rain.
Totally unexpected, right?
Totally unexpected. Mm. We're just thinking, is it going to rain? Nah, it's not going to rain. It's not the season for it.
So not enough of umbrellas
you think?
In the town to cover. So what did you do?
Well, everything got soaked. People just rushed in. Inside, and we were just picking up all the equipment that was possible, the quickest to pick up. And then last thing I remember is running to the nearest Target to get dry and clean underwear and pants and t-shirts for everybody, so everybody could change. And the event carried on just inside. The outside part was completely skipped. So that was that.
Yeah, that's a surprise. That's really
and
sad.
And another good one was in a really big venue. I'm not sure if it was the Staples Center or the LA Convention Center, one of these two, where there was a power outage.
Ooh, that's
nice sound.
All our lights, just were popping up like this from it. So after all of that was done, all the lights were out. We had our riggers climbing on the truss as the show was going on, changing lights during the show, and just like that, the show must go on, right? That's
the
classic.
The lights had popped, so they had to be changed.
They had to be changed, yes.
Wow.
Amazing. Now, we are talking to
Peter Hafele. Hi.
Also, and you are from Austria.
I'm from Austria, yes.
I know, and obviously I'm so happy we could marry our loves towards music, because Monica really, really is helpful for so many, many big stars and smaller stars. And who knows how much we are petrified every time when you open our mouth and singing through the microphones and never recognize our voice.
Yeah, so I know.
We all know, you know, so right. Nobody knows, but we know. So I don't know how much I'm really proud of you, because I know that working in this business and having the biggest contracts and being known to do great, great job, because rain, that's not your problem. We can talk to God, say why, but must be a reason too. But still, you are a company overcome this problem. So congratulations so, so much. If people, close our segment, we'll be talking together about music right now. If you can send people to your company with telephone number, if it's possible, with links that they could maybe contact you if somebody has a bigger event and they need your company. So one more time, if you can officially make tiny commercial for your company, please, Monica.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Well, we don't work only on big events. The company was really founded to provide affordable audiovisual and lighting services for a smaller artists who a lot of times had to pay themselves for especially audio sometimes, especially video, because a soundman usually is in-house. So we work also on very small events. We don't turn anybody down.
So next show, Peter and Reinhold, we know where to call.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
But our phone number is 310-227-2402, and our website is smokeandangmirrors.us.com.
Simple like that. Oh, everybody can go to Facebook page, Accent On page, and I have all links there with beautiful explanation of what the company is about. And of course, we can find your company on Facebook also. So everybody, and listen to the show over and over and over. So I think now we are connected. One more time, slowly, phone number.
310-227-2402.
And if people want to like write nice letter, do they need to say, hi, Monica, hi, Sean, or who they need to write to?
Either of us. I usually start the initial conversations about the business.
So Monica, mm-hmm. And your Monica is by C, not K.
Yes.
Because a week ago we had Monica with K. But
yes,
today
I did change it to C after I became a citizen here.
Okay. Thank you, Monica, one more time.
So
and
much.
Hi, Sean. I cannot wait one day to have you in our studio, because you will tell us how you really switch from being genius, and you are genius too, and then being bartender. So that's fun side of you. And then how did you meet this gorgeous lady? And obviously, 20 years later, you're rocking this business so strongly. So congratulations to your company and to all of you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Now, Peter, one more time. If we can ask you how you can describe your style of music and who you are right now compared to who you were 5 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, what I do is very diverse. For myself, I write a lot of music. I just love writing songs of all kinds. But my main thing was always my rock band. I've always wanted a hard rock band. So that's kind of what I really love the most.
And name of your band is?
It's Tantric Cycle.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, I like.
Could you tell us a little bit who named the band this way?
Well, kind of my brother. It didn't have a. There's no meaning behind
it,
really.
That's cool.
But I wrote.
Now we'll have, because you tell us.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you how it came about.
Yes.
So I wrote a song and I wrote the line. I don't know why. And I just wrote, it's a tantric cycle and I want to be your lover. And he said, hey. I like this.
Cool.
I wrote it. I had it on a piece of paper, and he saw it, and he said, "That looks nice. I like the letters
and visuals
the visuals
of the name." Yeah, beautiful.
Because he's a very visual person, and so he drew it on the paper and said, "We put this red thing behind it. It looks great. I like it." Yeah. So that's it.
Okay. And how many years ago the band?
That was a long time ago. 12 years.
12 years.
That's when we started.
Yeah. And you mentioned that people are pretty international, yes?
Yes, we have
how many people in
the
band?
We are five people, three from Austria and two Japanese guys.
And now you are in LA.
So I'm in LA.
Yeah. Yes, and I spoke to you a little bit. How are you doing that? Because creating music in LA, trying to have events with the band from time to time and then go back to Austria to play there and then LA. Then you are a single songwriter. Did you also try to create your own career to, you know, become probably selling your songs and not only for yourself?
Right.
So that's another business. That's not easy.
No, it's not easy. I mean, there's so many things I still need to learn because that's, I always just wanted to rock and just whatever I play, it's gonna work out somehow, but it's very difficult. The thing was that we had to travel back to Austria, come here, and then we had to go on a hiatus and just I went to audio engineering school in Vienna, and also I was kind of drained after we played here for a while, and I think we needed just a break to recover.
But we have no break right now because we'll be bringing this sound to LA Talk Radio. And this is a premiere. So we have two songs. And which one you would like to start with?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever is on your list first.
We cannot take the sun of my life. And that's why we decide. Yeah, that's why we decide.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. What a guitars. What a lyrics. Beautiful voice. And you know what? This is like the rough set, beautiful song.
It's a great song.
Very, very nice. Congratulations. Beautiful. So I know you have a guitar with you, and I know you both are friends. I know you both are playing. But yes, acoustic guitars in a studio, LA Talk Radio, on Accent On. I am so, so proud to bring life. Little show, and Reinhold, you'll be playing also, yes, with that. Let's do that. Let's do this. Is like big, big for me having live performance.
Definitely a huge treat.
Ready?
Too bad we didn't get together. We thought twice and up came something better. We move on further in the darkness with the artifacts of sparks to graze our hands. Yeah, we bring nothing to the table and we leave but empty plates and more demands. Too bad we waited this long. So long we forgot we had fun. Yes, life is not a journey, but a circling in the dungeons of our minds. Easy to believe the things so very hard to find. Sky with clouds. Yes, we traded fact for fancy. Quite correct, now the romance is at its end. And I would cry now if I wasn't sure that I'd be only wandering with her plans. Too bad our primary endeavor, use all we have to appear clever. Run from the fire to fall in love. Yes, maybe it's time you called a bluff. Or move on further in the darkness with the artifacts of sparks and grazed our hands. Yeah, we bring nothing to the table and we leave but empty plates and more demands.
Aww. Beautiful. That's so, so good. Love your lyrics. Wow, you are a poet. You are a storyteller. Good for you. Okay, titles. First song, title.
Title, first song is called We Decide.
We Decide. And a second?
It's called Too Bad.
Too Bad. Can people download or just get the song somehow, somewhere?
Yes, We Decide is on, you can download it on Bandcamp. I just put up a little demo box while everyone's waiting for our album.
Yeah, that's all story.
Yeah,
you never know.
We thought we'd just put out a little demo box. We have some great, great
demos.
Don't
wait. Give people something to fall in love with, and then they will be buying if they want to. But you know what? This world is all about singles right now anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think good that you have it. So where people can find your songs?
The songs you can find on Bandcamp, which is tantriccycle.bandcamp.com.
Wonderful.
And you can also go to our website, www.tantriccycle.com, and it's a link. It's called Download, and you get to the Bandcamp site.
And also to Accent On page on Facebook. I have all links there too for people. And after the show and tonight or tomorrow, the show will be ready for downloads if people want to just download the show or listen. So I will provide links. So yeah, we are here and music is there for grab. And thank you. That's very, very different from
you.
The first song. You mentioned that you are, you know, versatile.
Yeah,
in the
I
songwriting.
Really love different kinds of music. And I just love sitting and writing music. That's also a problem sometimes because there's things you need to take care of and you don't care while you're in the process because nothing matters.
Yeah.
Only when you go to bed and you think, I should have done this and this, you know, too.
Yeah, I know. Time stops.
And then
when you create, it's
nothing I'm always happy when I work and write music, but there's other things to take care of.
Yeah, so I really appreciate both different styles because that's, for me, you know, to be versatile. Some people think sometimes they are in one genre of music. It's very hard to believe that in this world you can think this way anymore. So I really appreciate both side of the singer-songwriter style with guitar and unusual addition saxophone to this great rock, pop, little slice country ballad with saxophone. I don't know if I ever heard like that. Very cool.
It's premiere for us.
Very hooky. Your part was very hooky.
It was really a premiere for us, and it's fun to play on that song, so I have to say it was really
cool. And the funny thing is I didn't think about the saxophone a lot before. I met him at the Austrian National Day.
Yeah, which was in last fall. Yeah.
Yeah. So we met there, and I thought, hey, he's a cool guy, you know. He's relaxed. I can talk to this guy.
Absolutely. Reinhold knows everybody.
Even though he
didn't
play saxophone.
No, he didn't play the saxophone. I just saw him.
He's artist. Yeah. You see him. He must be an artist. Yeah. You know, right away.
Some kind of connection.
So we just started talking. Actually.
Yeah.
and our friendships.
Yeah, it's
and
a
music.
Very good friendship now. Yeah.
And now beautiful song and hopefully recording. You are very good with that too.
Yeah.
So what's new, Reinhold? What's new with you right
what's
now?
New? Did
you
well, have... the thing was, it was really, I just want to say a little thing about this because like, it was really cool. So we started talking and then we said, oh yeah, well, I knew that he was an artist and he knew that I was an artist. So we're both musicians. It didn't come as a surprise to us. And then we had like cool talk and everything. What are you doing? Well, I'm doing this and then I have a rock band. And so now I'm doing this. And then we, you know, we just started to hang out, go, you know, see shows and stuff like this, talk about music, talk about our projects, about our ideas and everything. And it was really, really cool. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, you know, he has a show, Peter has a show coming up with his band, Tantric Cycle, and it was at the Whiskey in West Hollywood. And he said, hey, I mean, I was thinking, do you want to come and play a song with us?
Cool.
And I was like, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I think we'll have a lot of fun,
breaking
right? And he sent me the song, and I listened to it. And said, "Okay, cool, this is cool," and then that happened. So,
and it was funny. The evening was terrible. The whole day was a mess, and you know,
and
always,
the sound was horrible, sound and light was disgusting
because we didn't have.
And it's true, actually,
Monica's company.
But it was a tragedy, and we should have. I mean, it's not entirely someone else's fault, but we should have taken care of it. But we're just...
Now, never, never, ever problem.
No, no.
Because
then
we don't know where to call.
It's just bad.
Every band who listens to us, everybody who has something to do with music and live performing, please call number?
I forgot. 310-227-2402.
Name of the company?
We are Smoke and Mirrors.
Yes. And name of Monica is...
My name is Monica.
Oh, it's only Monica. It's fine enough. Okay.
And see,
Monica and Sean. Okay.
And seeing then what happened, right? Just go ahead. What happened despite of all these things on that day, all these obstacles and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. No. Yeah. Well, it was terrible. We felt I felt everybody on stage when we started. The light was bad. You felt like
At the whiskey, you say?
At the whiskey, yeah. Are we in a fridge or what is it? Yeah, and in your energy, it's like it's running
so
out of you.
Because you're working so hard to have these people love you who came for your show, and then nothing works.
Yeah, and then I mean it did work, but you start the song and you feel like oh. What is this? I don't feel it. I don't hear it. Mm-hmm. And so everyone is just trying to do the show and finish the show. And but then he came on stage and everyone was like, it was a relief for everybody because, I don't know, it was just beautiful.
Magic happened.
Everything relaxed and then it was
so
fun
good.
Again.
So, so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So this beautiful friendship is growing. I'm
Absolutely.
So happy because you called me and now we have you, Peter, on our show, so you'll be our friend. Soon you'll be meeting people that we are working and Natasha, who is very unusual
exactly,
artist.
That's right.
You can hear, I will play snippet of my daughter's song. She's in. She sings everything like you. She's very a songwriter too, but she has her own style.
It's incredible singer.
Very unusual. Very so
nice.
I'll play like a minute and a half of her style because I love artists.
Yes.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what
I'm trying to fade out because obviously,
amazing
you know,
it's
just, and it's 25 years lady and where this style came from and she just loves orchestra. I play snippet of mice. Okay, now when you said, I'm crazy singer-songwriter too. Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it a little
bit. A little bit.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game.
Oh, what I'm playing. I don't want this one. so stop it. Fade out. That's my concert. Bye-bye, Ilona. I sing different stuff. What the? How to stop that? Come on, engineer. I love this song. It's called Anticipation for Love. What? I don't know what to come on, engineer. I want to step that. Help!
Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart.
That's the song again. Oh, then not that. Holy God, thank you. Thank you.
Monica fixed it. Monica fixed it.
Sometimes you see, I will be panicking like, oh, why is so many? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's, we all are an artist. And I understand Natasha is working on her album for last year and a half. She has all the songs and now she needs to put together. And that's what is the hardest for her. She is so worn out by being creative. So making this album to shine and put everything together for her is the hardest. She said, Mama, they'll be like, okay, if I do that, that's over. So I need to start a new album. I don't even know where, what, why, how. It's a tough for artists, so we really need to love all of us, all of you, because the 12 years with the band, 20 years doing and helping artists to be a great, with you, this is like, I don't know how many years you are in the business, and probably until you die, you're in this business. To me, I'm praying that that will happen too. I still have some hopes for good things happening when it comes to my composition and singing. We all are living a dream, and everybody says, LA, that's the time, that's a place to dream. Is it? Is it? Do you think
you
still?
You need a thick skin, but it is. I mean, it is unique because a lot of people, creative people, are here.
Yeah.
And even though it's hard, you have the opportunity to meet them or to work with these people, and it's very difficult in other places to reach them, and you know, you can't.
So it's better to lose with the best than win with the mediocres.
I think, yeah, you just can't expect something to happen.
Yeah.
Because nobody will just do something for you, right?
Yeah, it's, you just have to make it happen.
Yeah, you have to make it happen. And I think a lot of people think when you get to LA, the city will give you something. The city is very terrible.
Yeah,
and it's a cold and horrible place, and it's also beautiful, you know, rich people, rich cars, incredible houses, everything's so close all the time that you feel like, oh, I can have this, but you can't have it unless you work and create something.
I think we have a sun for depressing moods, so maybe sun is helping. I don't like sun too much, but so I'm always depressed with sun or without sun. You know? Writing more and more sad songs is so hard to write happy songs. So you know, we need to think about that too. It's California, we love it. We have one more song, yes?
Yeah.
So what will take away from what we were talking about today? That dream, persistence, talent, love what we are doing, not being really afraid if rain is pouring on our heads and we still need to do our job and show need to go on, and having a children, having a husband, family, big company, and still thinking I need to know more or help Ilona to get out of my playlist. God, thank you. So, you know, the same with you, Reinhold. Thank you for bringing more and more friends of yours, and they are international. You know, Accent On loves people with an accent, and that's why we are existing here for 7 years.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for bringing us together. It's always nice because it's nice meeting Monica. It's nice. See, this is the beauty what Peter was just describing too. It's like you're meeting people, and then you say, oh well, there's an interesting person. And
there's a hope for something.
And then we can collaborate, or we can do something together. We can create some nice project, and that's a beautiful thing.
That's a beautiful thing. So that's what we are taking away from our today Accent On, and that's the title of the song. So what is the song about?
Well, it's
love.
Yeah, that's
she took away everything from you.
She
like everything.
Yeah.
Are you?
She took it.
Okay,
all.
Right now.
Right. If she didn't, you wouldn't have the song.
Right.
It just had to happen.
It's a funny song.
Oh, funny!
It's really
we
funny
want
song.
Funny song.
I don't like a takeaway. I sit here and order and eat and drink and pay. She loves takeaway. She came and she left with all she could possibly take. I shouted to her goodbye. Thought it would make her think, but it made me cry. I realized that when she said okay, she had long. Side, can't get a lift, and then
Thank you for today. And till next Monday. Thank you so much, my friends.
Thanks.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.